Westminster Choir College at Rider University in Princeton, New Jersey, is an epicenter for excellence in choral music. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, this weekend one of Westminster's choirs can be heard on WRTI, conducted by a now very well-known alum of the school.
Since 1926, the Westminster College Symphonic Choir has been the go-to ensemble for orchestras such as the New York Philharmonic, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and the Vienna Philharmonic, among many others, when choral works or works featuring massed voices are being performed. The list of those who have conducted the choir reads like a who's who of the greatest conductors of the past century: Leopold Stokowski, Arturo Toscanini, Bruno Walter, Leonard Bernstein, Herbert von Karajan, Pierre Boulez, Robert Shaw, the list goes on and on. Yet the Symphonic Choir's own conductor often spends his time preparing his singers only to hand them off to some household name for the actual performance, and maybe one who's not as experienced with choral music as he. It's usually not a problem, says Joe Miller.
I find that most orchestral conductors have an innate sense of vocalism, because so much of the music, you know, whether it's for the violin or the horn, is in essence so vocal in itself. So that is something that conductors all over tend to have in common.
An alum of Westminster is Yannick Nezet-Séguin, who regularly engages the college's choirs for Philadelphia Orchestra performances.
Working with Yannick is the most natural thing that I've ever done. He really understands how to talk to a singer.
And Joe Miller prepared the choir for this Sunday's Philadelphia Orchestra in Concert broadcast. The Westminster Symphonic Choir can be heard in Beethoven's Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, Nico Muhly's Bright Mass with Canons, and Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, all conducted by Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.